Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason He. Before we start with today's story, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Augustus Brambleskin Cinderfoot III. Troublesome fire-breathing snakes, missing spell ingredients, unexpected legal problems. If you are seeking an adventurer of great heart and small stature, look no further. Not just a Cinderfoot, but also a Brambleskin, Augustus will come to your rescue with heroism, strength, and his scholarly traveling companion, Dylan. This week, we'll cover 1.5 episodes with our heroes. The Gift from December 20th, 2020, and the first half of Exile from January 3rd, 2021. These adventures reveal how Zerdan acquired his reputation as Zerdan the Immortal, and introduce us to Iofir the Exile. Our story opens in the high desert amidst the ruins of Meridia Station. The party regroups in the aftermath of a battle with Sir Cristobal's knightsmen and an honor duel between Athenia and Hector Serenal, a scorpion warrior seeking vengeance. Our heroes say goodbye to Skoll the Orc and his band of goblins, then depart with Rex Fendi, a resistance fighter, two legionnaires, and the halfling adventurers Augustus and Dylan. Zerdan is in bad health with a high fever from old wounds inflicted by Lord Tarnath's thugs years ago. Rax knows a healer, Havram of Cobb, and offers to escort the party to Briars County. Rax has a second motive for inviting our heroes westward, having received a cryptic clue from Gustav the shrubbery artist and an information broker. The tyrannical Lord Tarnath is expecting a shipment of wines, cheeses, and quote-unquote, other stuff, as a gift from the High Lord of the Realm himself. Rax enlists our heroes to commandeer this shipment and sour Tarnath's reputation with the High Lord of the Realm. When Tarnath can't even defend his own highways, the resistance will be emboldened. At the border of Briars County, Rax, Caitlin the Legionnaire, and the halflings split off from the party with plans to regroup in the roadside town of Wexel while our heroes visit Havram the Healer. Traveling north towards the village of Cobb, the party is stopped by Lenta, Warden of the Vogel Woods. She is suspicious of these strangers, but offers to take our heroes to Havram, her grandfather. Over tea, Havram and Lenta discuss the fate of the party and decide to escort our heroes deep into the Vogel Woods to a secret glade. This glade is home to the fairy sprites and their healing waters, who surround the party and greet them with fey lights and ethereal song. Several years ago, when Zerdan was skewered with crossbow bolts from Tarnath's thugs, Havram brought Zerdan's lifeless body to this secret glade. Havram, a wizened healer, saved Zerdan's life, but left behind tiny fragments of shattered steel. Now, Havram seizes upon Zerdan's return to finish the job and restore the bard to full health, Havram conducting a delicate operation to remove the final pieces of steel from Zerdan's lung, and gifts the party with 3 vials of the healing sprite waters. After a magically rapid recovery from surgery, Zerdan and the party rejoin with Rax and Caitlin at a safe house in Wexel. The caravan with the High Lord's gift is coming into Briars County, and Rax expects it to be heavily guarded. However, through the use of illusion and brute force, our heroes are able to ambush the loot train and overcome the guards. 2 dwarven mercenaries and an elven sellsword prove to be challenging opponents, the elvish swordsman nearly killing Lav in hand-to-hand combat. Athenia, fully aware of the elven code that elf shall not harm elf, is loath to attack this elvish mercenary, but sees no alternative to saving Lav's life. With her magic sword, Sentinel, Athenia incapacitates this mysterious elf. The 2 dwarves, outnumbered and bloodied, throw down their axes and surrender. Searching the wagon train, the party seizes fine wines and cheeses and a chest full of gifts. Surprisingly, they find treasures crafted by elvish artisans, including a gem-ensconced diadem, a magical hunting bow, and a fine elvish lute. Athenia is enraged to discover these items being gifted to Lord Tarnath and prepares to interrogate the dying elvish swordsman. She honors the Elven Code and saves the swordsman's life with a vial of healing sprite water. After regaining his strength, the elf silently slits the throats of the two dwarven mercenaries, then pledges allegiance to Athynia. He introduces himself as Iafir, banished over 200 years ago by none other than Athynia's mother, Queen Helena of the Sylvan Elves. He confesses that he was guilty of violating the Elven Code. Iafir is as surprised as Athynia to find out he was hired to guard elven treasures. Tarnath's sheriff's men approach the scene of the battle. Setting fire to the caravan, Rax and the two legionnaires flee north to Cloverton to lay low in the aftermath of this victory for the resistance. Our heroes opt to head west towards Fell's Bay, where Xandar and Lav are well connected and the party can avoid reprisal, trading Tarnath's jurisdiction for the foggy bluffs and fens at Fells County. Stay tuned for more tales of valor from the heroes of the realm. Thank you.